So now I'd like to introduce a video which we're going to watch, which is the introduction to our message this morning, which Dave is going to bring at the end of this video. So let's take a look at the screens.
Hey, welcome. I'm the Christmas search engine, and I can help you find anything related to
DIY Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay. Let's jump right in. Here we go.
What date Christmas this year?
December 25th.
What date Christmas next year?
December 25th.
Song that goes.
I think I know what you're looking for.
How cook ham?
Okay.
How cook ham fast? Ham flamethrower recipe.
Wait, what?
Christmas present, mom.
Nice.
Cheap.
Nice.
What date Christmas 2035?
Are you serious?
Is Santa Claus real?
You should maybe ask your parents about that.
Gift wrap bowling ball.
Please be careful.
Custom dog Christmas.
Sorry, what?
Christmas dog custom cute.
Oh, you mean costume?
Christmas dog costume cute!
Gift wrap accordion.
That's gonna be tricky.
Can I drink expired eggnog?
No.
What happens if drank expired eggnog?
Why'd you even ask me in the first place?
Dealing with relatives.
Okay.
Dealing with nosy relatives.
Well...
Dealing with my nosy, overbearing relatives who won't stay out of my business. Sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty much all the same stuff.
Gift wrap a saddle.
Who are you buying this stuff for?
Santa Claus riding a unicorn. Santa Claus riding a unicorn socks.
Is that a thing?
Search it up.
Oh, wow. Here they are.
Take my money.
Norwegian tree skirts.
How many lights, one outlet?
Elf pajamas.
Dog singing Christmas carols.
Oh, hello.
What is Christmas really about?
I've got just the thing. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
So, Jesus?
Jesus.
May I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
How fix burnt ham?
Okay.
You know what? Forget it. Pizza delivery Christmas Eve.
No problem.
Wow, so good morning, everybody, and really brilliant to share this Christmas morning with you. How brilliant was it to just see all of the excited children with their presents? I do have a question, though, for some of the parents or those households with children. How early did you get up this morning? Could we have hands up if you were up before, say, 7 o'clock? Before 7? Yeah, a few of us. Can we have hands up before 6 o'clock? There are still hands in the air, man. Oh, good luck this afternoon. Hope you enjoy your sleep on the couch. Do you know that the United Nations have actually designated sleep deprivation as a form of torture? And yet we do it to ourselves because of the wonderful excitement of Christmas. And we've just seen that video, which I thought that was quite funny. And it's an amusing look at the hustle and bustle of Christmas and all that it means. And an encouragement to really keep Jesus as the main thing. And it is true, though, that Christmas, it can just go a bit crazy, can't it? It can all get a little bit silly. Even the jumpers go a little bit silly. And Josh has already said a really sad story that he didn't really feel that you've got a proper Christmas jumper. And the only advice I can give to you for next year is to go hard or go home when it comes to Christmas jumpers. It's shock and awe is what we're aiming for. So that's absolutely brilliant. I mean, everything is a little bit silly at Christmas time, even the jokes. Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker were in front of the Christmas tree. And Darth Vader said,
Luke, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
That's impossible. How can you know, Father?
Luke, I have felt your presence.
I love that joke. There we go. But the video goes on to encourage us to not let all of that craziness to drown out the very real truth of Christmas, of the coming of the Lord Jesus and all that it means. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to those verses that were read and we're going to focus in. And today we're really going to pay special attention briefly, and we're going to look at the life of the role of Joseph in the Nativity. So from verse 18, Matthew 1, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, Joseph is sometimes a bit of an overlooked character in this, because obviously we're talking about Jesus, we're often talking about Mary, but today we're just gonna focus in on him and have a bit of a reflection. He wants to be faithful to the law, it tells us. So we know that he is a good Jewish man, Joseph, son of David, a Jewish man. And he doesn't want a big drama for Mary. He doesn't want this situation to be more difficult for her than it needs to be. So he's willing to try and sort it out quietly and just sort of pour a bit of cold water on the situation and deal with things quietly. But then we have this remarkable encounter that he has with an angel. And this makes me think at this point, have you ever been given a job that you like really don't want to do? Like a role in a certain thing where you're like, man, if I could swerve that, if I could take the plan B in that situation, I would. Marry the pregnant girl, Joseph. Even with all of what that's going to mean in terms of your own reputation, in terms of perhaps how you're going to feel, that like you're sort of the dad, but you're not the dad, and what does that mean? But this situation is really quite different. She'll give birth to a son, and you'll call him Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. I mean, that's quite a bold claim, isn't it? It's not exactly like we're having a boy and we really hope he's good at golf like his dad. Like, that is up there in terms of making a claim. The name Jesus, that's the Greek version of the word Joshua, of the name Joshua, which means the Lord saves. You will call your child the Lord saves. Now, names are really important, aren't they? Many of us have names which express something of what our parents thought at the time we were born, or maybe they tell something of the narrative of our family. Maybe it's linked to how people were feeling, or maybe it was remembering someone else in our family. He will be called the Lord Saves. And if that's not like already this incredible message, then the next bit just blows your mind that little bit more. From verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. This baby, this child, this one that Joseph, he's still trying to get his head around the whole situation. He's heard that he's going to save people from their sin, but God will be with us through the birth of this child. God with us because this child is God. And if I was Joseph at that moment, that's the moment where like the top of my head would have just gone poof, and I'd need to lie down and just trying to take it all in, everything that I've just heard. My future wife is pregnant and I'm not the dad. That's going to be okay because it's some sort of a miracle from God. It's a miracle that's going to bring people an opportunity for forgiveness because the child is God. An incredible message that changed everything. So how does our chap Joseph respond? Well, he takes the angel at his word and he marries Mary. And he goes back home, well, after a period of time that we'll hear about next week. He goes back home to his family business as a carpenter. And eventually, when everything settles down, he cracks on with his life. And he does so much so that when Jesus is about 30 and he starts his public ministry and he's preaching and he's healing people, they go back to their hometown and the people there just cannot work it out because they're like, what? Isn't that the carpenter's son? Isn't that Joseph's son? So Joseph heard something amazing from God, but he was faithful with it in the day by day in his life. And in doing so, he plays his part in God's purposes. So if you're here this morning and you have an active faith in Jesus, I want to really encourage you. And I want to ask you, what part of God's story in the world today is he asking you to be faithful in and to walk in? Because Joseph went back home and for the next 25, 30 years, he did his job and he raised his family. That was all part of him being faithful to what God had called him to do. So this morning, can we take something of the example and the challenge from Joseph's life? And I don't mean that we all quit our jobs to join a carpentry firm. No, I'm talking about what's God given you to do? What's your day-to-day? What's the workplace you're in? Who are the people around you, where you live, or people you are related to? What responsibilities do you have? Joseph, he's had this amazing encounter with God, and he's understood about Jesus, and he goes home, and he raises his family well. He was faithful to his calling, day by day by day. And then if you're here this morning and you're not entirely sure of your faith or perhaps it's been stronger in other seasons of your life, I just want to leave you with one thought, really. And it's that part where it says, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. What if this really is God with us? What if the child is who the angel said? What does that mean for you and for me and for the world around us? Now more than ever, don't we need something of a message of hope and a message of light? No matter how far away from God we seem or no matter how far away the world seems, it was God who came to us. It was God who made a way back to him. He took the initiatives. He took the steps towards us. And maybe, just maybe, he's taking those steps towards you today. I really hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and you have a really happy new year. But ultimately, my real hope is that each and every one of us is that we grow stronger in the knowledge that God is with us and the hope that that gives birth to in our lives. Emmanuel is actually with us, and that would be a personal experience that we can have even today. We've already sung a famous carol, beautiful words. But my prayer is that each and every one of us would have these words come alive in our hearts in a fresh way. Yea, Lord, we greet thee. born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, the Lord. And with those things in mind, I'd love to wish you a very happy Christmas. As I do that, I'm going to invite Keith and the band to come forward, who are going to lead us in our final carol. I think we're going to hark the herald angels, are we? Fantastic. And just as they come and set up, I'm just going to pray. Father, I want to thank you that you sent your son Jesus. And I want to thank you that the message to Joseph was clear. That he will save the people from their sins. And that he will have that name, the Lord saves. And then Emmanuel, that God is with us. And I want to pray a special blessing on each and every person here. I want to pray that today is full of the light and the hope that comes from taking on board to a deeper level, whatever our starting place is, taking on board to a deeper level, Emmanuel, that God is with us. Let that come alive in our hearts in a new way today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.